What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. You know, he's faithful, he's righteous. But one thing I like about God, he's just. I didn't say he's fair, but he's just. There's a big difference between being fair and being just. And to be honest with you, he's really the only person that can be just, because he's the only one that knows everything. He sees what we can't see. He even knows the hearts of man. And I thank God that he's the God of justice. Pastor Butler, I'm going to give it to you this morning. Pray us through. It's 6:03. You can carry us all the way to about 6:25. Just pray us through. Hallelujah. As we go before the throne of God, it's in your hands. Go for it. More grace.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Pastor. Grace be unto you and peace be multiplied. Thank God so much for you and for what you are putting in us. And we pray the strength of God be upon you in Jesus' name. Good morning, KCC family and those that are residents on this call today. We believe, God, that he's going to do the supernatural, something that is fantabulistically wonderful. That's the air of expectation I have after being in such a portal of prayer for these 20-some-odd days. It is imperative that we hold on to what we have and we maintain what we've obtained. We've gone before the throne of grace, first of all, to thank his majesty for being in the land of the living. Why? The Bible said the dead does not praise him, and that neither does any that go down in silence. I always tell people it is extremely always better to be seen than be viewed. So I thank God, amen, for being in the land of the living. In Jesus' name, lift your right hand and say, Your Majesty, good morning. Good morning, and we bless you with the fruit of our lips. We adore you. We are grateful. We celebrate you. We honor you. And we just want to love on you. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the mighty, mighty, mighty name of Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, our King, our God, you are the only potentate who only has immortality that dwelleth in a light that no man can approach into. You are the King, eternal, immortal, and invisible. You are the great God of the saints. You are the Lord Jesus, King of the universe. You are God of every God. Lord, you said, and if there is any God, really, you don't even know them. You don't acknowledge them, because there's none to compare with you, none beside you. There's none like you. Hallelujah. You are the King of glory. Who is the King of glory? Hallelujah. You're the Lord strong and mighty. You're the Lord mighty in battle. We want to stop and thank you, Master, for all the good things that you have provided for us. Thank you for all that thy hand has, Lord, provided. Thank you for all the things that you have, Lord Jesus, given unto us, wherein we owe you praise. We owe you a power. We owe you glory. We owe you majesty and might and dominion. It belongs unto thee. God, we come this morning, God, giving you praise, because we thank you that before we call, you will answer. While we're yet speaking, you will hear. Lord, so you already know what we have need of before we ask. Therefore, Lord, we come with an air of expectation and anticipation that what we're asking for is, in fact, already done. So we praise you in advance. That's right, glory. We are not waiting for the walls to fall. We shout now. We thank you in advance, for you said we don't walk by sight. We don't walk by results. We don't walk by what we feel. But you said the just shall live, and we walk by faith and not by sight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you this morning that the crooked is being made straight, that the rough is being made smooth. And it's all because of you. Hallelujah. Because of you, Lord. And God, we acknowledge that it's in you that we live, that we move and that we have our being. You are the King of glory. You are the El Shaddai, the El Rohab, the great Rofi, the healing one from heaven. You are the Adonai. You are Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Tiskenu. Hallelujah. You are Elohim and El Elyon. You are Lord Jesus Christ, the great Jehovah. Hallelujah. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Mekadesh. Oh, blessed be the name of our God. Be blessed, be glorified from this time forth and forevermore. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Let us do it from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. Your majestic, matchless, magnificent, and marvelous name is to be praised. For once have we heard, and twice have it been spoken. Yes, Lord. Power belongs to God. Power belongs to God. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. God, it is you who have made us and not we ourselves. Therefore, your majesty, we come boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy this morning and find grace to help us in the time of need. Thank you, Lord, for stretching out the royal scepter that we may come and dine, that we may come, amen, and acknowledge you as the King Supreme. Hallelujah. You are the only Lord one that has immortality, that dwelleth in the light that no man in the flesh can approach into. Oh, what magnificent, mighty, hallelujah, marvelous, hallelujah, magnanimous, hallelujah, God you are. And we bless you with the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto your powerful, majestic name. Your name is high above the earth, and your glory is set above the heavens. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Be thou glorified in the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah! My God, I feel him. I feel his presence in here right now. Lord, I say, listen, our first prayer point we're going to go to is going to be, amen, bless God, according to Job chapter 22. Job chapter 22, very powerful scripture. You know, I don't know about you all, but listen, Pastor said something the other day that was absolutely so powerful. I mean, it has been resonating in my spirit for the past several days. And that was not only do we thank him? He gave us a mind to praise him. He gave us a mind to worship. He gave us a mind to exalt him and to give him glory. But then he said he even, hallelujah, gave us a mind with the mind he gave us. He gave it to us. But then, amen, he gave us a mind, amen, to ignore him. Hallelujah. In other words, God not only gave us the mind that allows us to praise him, but, amen, he didn't turn it off. He even allowed you to, amen, make a decision to ignore him. What kind of a mighty God is that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He loved us so much that, amen, bless God, he blessed you with all spiritual blessings and then told you what to do with them. But then, amen, it's your choice and what you do with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's use what God has given us properly. Job chapter 22 and verse number 29. Amen. Matter of fact, let's start at verse number 28. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Verse 29. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there's lifting up, and he will save the humble person. Hallelujah. He said, then thou shalt say, that, amen, there is a lifting up. Lift your right hand before his majesty. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, today I decree a thing as being the king and the priest of the Lord and his Christ. And I decree and I say that those in my family, those connected to me, I lift up every downtrodden head in Jesus' name. Come on. Amen. Amen. We shall say. That's what I'm talking about. What comes out of your mouth. Amen. You got to decree something. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. Hey, glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for such power you've given unto mere men. Father, we thank you that we walk with the same DNA that you have. And Father, we able to do what you've done, God, and that is to call things that be not as though they were. Father, you've given us the innate ability to create and to, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, destroy with our tongue. You said that Proverbs 18, hallelujah, death and life is in the power of our tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Father, so we decree right now, we decree that we are healed. We decree that we are blessed. We decree that we are anointed. And we decree that we will maintain what we have obtained. We decree our families, hallelujah, are blessed today. Father, we decree right now for everyone that is bowed down, stupor in Lord Jesus Christ, spiritual posture, hallelujah, broken down in attitude, discouraged and disgruntled, hallelujah, be lifted up, be lifted up, be lifted up. We decree it right now. We break every Lord Jesus spirit, hallelujah, of oppression. We say, hallelujah, you are dismantled, disbanded, and destroyed in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree the lifting up of the head of the brokenhearted, the lifting up of the head, the lifting up of the spirit, the lifting up, hallelujah, of the feelings of those who have lost their loved ones. We lift them up, God. Our words become elevators to lift them out of this despondency and lift it into the heights, hallelujah, to see you high and lifted up. In the name of Jesus, we say, hallelujah, that there shall be no weapon formed against them. We say, hallelujah, that there shall be no successful invasion of demonic activity in our homes, on our jobs, in our schools, on our Lord Jesus Christ watch. In the name of Jesus, we say, Moka, let the bondi be in our Basula, that Lord, no assignment of the enemy shall prosper that's towards our leader, our pastor, hallelujah, those that are connected to him to see and push the vision that he has set before the church. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree a thing. Hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord. You said that, Lord God, out the abundance of our heart, our mouth will speak. So therefore, God, give us to do what Psalms 141 and 3 said, set a watch before our mouth and keep the doors of our lips. Give us to not, Lord, speak foolishly, hallelujah, but give us to understand that our words carry weight as kings and priests. Our words carry death and life, and we decree, Lord, life. We decree that what we have received in these last 60 days, hallelujah, shall not be terminated, but Father, we shall use this, Father, rather as the bow to shoot us as an arrow to hit the target. We decree right now, hallelujah, that we shall not go under, we shall go over in the name of Jesus. We decree right now that what the enemy meant for bad, hallelujah, it's turned around. Haman, the loose and the hanging tool and the lasso and the, amen, bless God, hallelujah, yoke that you have prepared is turning around to you. Be turned around. Be turned around. Be turned around. Oh, shout. Right there, glory to God. Send it back to sender. Return to sender. We return every false prophecy that have come up on us. We return every negative word that has been spoken over us. We say that it is broken. As a matter of fact, we send it back to sender. And the same trap, the same false word, the same never negativity that has been set for us, it is now falling upon the heads of those that have plotted, hallelujah, and planned and poised themselves to see this thing come to pass. It shall not work in the name of Jesus. Our children will not go under. They will not fail. They will not be in the street. They will not be junkies. They will not be alcoholics. They will not be whores. They will not be whoremongers. We decree it now. We call our sons and our daughters back. God. Our next prayer point that we're going to pray, hallelujah, my God, I feel his presence, Shasha. He, Korobuhoste, Nandebehai, hallelujah. Amen, is that we stay in position. Amen, that's right, we stay in position. Why? The Lord stirred me and said, all of this is would be in vain if we, when the man of God is not praying, or when the man of God does not have us in these 30 days of prayer, that we sit back and take vacation after you, after God has used this as a springboard to thrust us into the posture and into, amen, momentum of prayer. So let's go to Psalm. My God, I feel his presence. Hey, true, Psalms 125 and verse number 1. He says, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abided forever. Did you hear that? My God, they shall be as Mount Zion, hallelujah, which abided forever. They cannot be removed. Then, amen, 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. And the Bible says, I believe it's 15 and 58, if I'm not mistaken. Hallelujah. Thank you. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. Yes. Ha! Yes. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We're praying today, amen, to stay in position. We're praying today that we maintain, hallelujah, the position, amen, that we have obtained, that we do not regress, but we continue to progress, even when we are not called in corporate prayer. Hallelujah. Father, now lift that right hand. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that through you, we shall remain steadfast, unmovable, and we shall not ever be removed. We will not regress, but we will progress. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. Lord God, that you sent your word as a lamp to our feet, as a light to our path, as the entrance of your word give us understanding. We thank you that you've given us shepherds after your own heart, hallelujah, to lead us, to guide us in the green pastures by still waters, hallelujah, to warn us of the wolf, to see, Lord Jesus, predatory behavior, Lord God, and to put a perimeter about our soul. So, Lamb of God, now that we have, Lord, come out of darkness into light, and now that you are showing us who we are and whose we are, so we can walk worthy of what we are, we pray, Lamb of God, that we lose no momentum. We decree and we declare that we are steadfast, that we are unmovable. No matter what comes on, we shall not be moved. No matter what happens, we shall not be moved. No matter what goes on around us, we shall not be removed. In the name of Jesus, God, we praise you and we honor you and we glorify you for the great things that you have done. And we decree and we declare, Lord, hallelujah, nothing shall cause us to be separated from the love of God. You told us to stand still in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So therefore, we take our position, everyone on this sound, every preacher, every teacher, every handmaiden of the Lord, every man of God, Father God, cause them to, Lord, remain on post, cause them to not lose their position, cause them to, Lord Jesus, watch as well as pray, put a drive, put a motivation, Father God, in us, not just Monday through Friday, but God, let it be a momentum that carries us on from day to day, from month to month, from year to year. Let this, even as our man of God has said, be a prayer movement, an underground, hallelujah, sniper prayer railroad. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now. Father God, keep us to be focused on our focus. God, let our words be seasoned, hallelujah, with salt. Let them be full of grace, hallelujah, that we might decree things as they come to pass. We Thank you now. Favor is our portion. Deliverance is our portion. Breakthrough is our portion. Come on and pray right there. Pray right there. Father, hallelujah. I stand fast for my child. I stand fast for my job. I stand fast for this nation. We decree and declare we will not backslide. We will not slide back into the spirit of, hallelujah, degradation. We will not go back, hallelujah, to laziness, to slothfulness, to negligence, to being spiritually nonchalant, to having such a, Lord Jesus Christ, passive spirit. Father, thank you. We will not slide back into the same spirit. Hallelujah. And we will not go down into the valley of, oh no, but we stand up as spiritual soldiers and we fight the good fight of faith and we count it all joy for every temptation that comes upon us, knowing, Father, the trying of our faith work and patience. And we thank you now. Hallelujah. We decree families to be saved, delivered, set free, yokes to be broken. Favor is our portion. Hallelujah. When men say no, God, you say yes, and we stand in that position. When they say that we can't, you say we can, and we stand in that position. When they say we're sick, you say we're healed, and we stand on that position. Father, when they say, hallelujah, it's over, you said not until you say it. God, and it's not Hamakaya, it's not what they say, it's what you have said. And we let you be true, and every man be a liar, to include relatives, friends, anyone that speaks contrary to the word of the living God. We do not move. We do not turn around. We stand still. We stand still. We stand still. We stand on our watch. We stay in our position until relieved by the commander of relief, Lobos Kapai, in the name of Jesus. Losha, glory. Rabba, kotule, baby. Handibibu, shakibai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and give him a praise right there and bless him for you not being moved. You're not going back. You're going forward. You're not going under. You're going over. Hallelujah. And no matter what it looked like, hallelujah, stand still in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, free from everything through these prayers. Hallelujah. Now maintain the position that you obtain and be unmovable. We're like trees planted by the rivers of living water. We shall not, whoa, glory, 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 be moved in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor, it's in your hands, sir. Hallelujah. Well, until the pastor comes on, let's go into another prayer point. This is the last one that I want to go through. Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 7 through 8, real quickly. Till the man of God comes on. Matthew 7 and number 7. Listen to what the word of God says. My God, I'm stirred. Hallelujah. It says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Amen. Today we are going to do exactly what the scripture said. We're going to ask, we're going to seek, and we're going to knock. The Lord spoke to me and said, son, the reason you have not, because many of you don't ask. You ask not. And then he said, seek. That means to look for. Not just, amen, sit and be lazy. When you can't find your keys, you get up and you will flip stuff over. You will turn it over. You will go into areas that you know that you haven't even been in because you are desperate to find them keys. And God told me, and when it comes to knocking, many of you don't have because you're afraid to come to the door, hallelujah, because you're afraid of the response of the person that opened the door. So you know that you want to go to the door, but you're afraid to knock on the door because, amen, bless God, you don't have a confidence, hallelujah, that, bless God, the person behind the door is going to open it. Well, we are knocking on the door till we knock it down. Glory to God. We're seeking, hallelujah, and the Bible says, when you seek, you shall find. And we're asking, hallelujah, because we have not, because you didn't open up your fat mouth. Lift up your right hand. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, today, I thank you that what I ask has come to pass. What I seek, I find. And what I'm knocking for, it's opened up unto me. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for your word. Hallelujah. It's a nail fastened in a sure place. Hallelujah. And it's a hammer to break the rocks in pieces. Therefore, we take your word and we shatter and break and dismantle every lie of the enemy that said we cannot have. Father, you only said we have not because we ask not. We thank you right now that what we have asked, we thank you that it is coming to pass. This is the confidence that we have in you, that whatever things we ask according to your will, you hear us. And if you hear us, we know we have the petitions that we desire. We have asked you to be our guide, asked you to be our strength, asked you to be our light. And so it is. We have asked you, Lord God, hallelujah, to save our children. And so it is. And Father, we decree it. We thank you in advance. Hallelujah. Even though we may not see it now, it is already done in the spiritual world. And we seek you more than they that search for the morning. Yea, more than they that search for the morning. You said, Lord God, hallelujah, as a maid seeks a mistress and as a servant his master. Our eyes is upon thee, O Lord. Father, today put a seek in us. Seek you more than we ever have. Seek you for your Lord Jesus Christ, your peace. Seek you for your joy. Seek you, Lord God, for being our bread of hunger when we're hungry, our water of thirst. We seek you, Lord, more than a television program, more than a job, more than a house, more than a car. Father, you said if we seek first the kingdom of God, all these other things, they're already added under us. So I pray, Lamb of God, cause us to seek you and seek you early. Early will we seek thee. Our soul thirsting after thee is going to drown a thirsty land where no water is. Father, and we knock. We are knocking on the door till we beat. Matter of fact, glory, keep high, high. Speak. Yes, Lord, I hear that. Hallelujah. God said, don't just knock her. God said, go ahead and push the door down. Knock the door open. Kick the door through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It already belongs to us. Father, we thank you for open doors and every obstacle, every interference, every mountain, every obstruction, every blockage. We kick it down. We knock it down now. Hallelujah. And we, Lord, we don't ask the enemy to move. We move him. We evict him now. Hallelujah. Away from what's ours. And we decree and we declare as the saints of the Most High. Hallelujah. Give us, hallelujah, that job belongs to us. We decree and declare, hallelujah, the favor of God. We decree and declare the promotion that they, oh God, God said, go back and apply for that house. I just heard that. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. Most Papa. Let it be, oh God. Hallelujah. They said, no. God said, kick the door of opposition down. Knock it down. Don't just knock on the door. Hallelujah. Adversity. Knock it down. Kick it out the way. Hallelujah. Come in there like spiritual Rambos. Hallelujah. You set the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Bless God. Suffer violence. And the violent take it by force. So, Father, as we're at the door of opposition, the door, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, adversity. Father, we move it out of our way, and we decree and declare, hallelujah, that nothing shall by any means hinder us in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you, Lord, that you've given us the ability to, Lord Jesus Christ, not only seek and find, but to knock. Hallelujah, and the doors are opening. We're knocking, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, salvation for our children. We're knocking the enemy's head off in my coat. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God, we're knocking, hallelujah, for Lord, salvation that belongs to our children, and we become the enforcers, even as our man of God has taught us, we're the enforcers of your word, and we decree and declare, hallelujah, that the enemy, hallelujah, must give it up, 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 give up, give up. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. It is done. He must release it. We decree release. We decree release. Because we knock the door down and we retrieve the spoils. We retrieve what's ours. We retrieve every promise. We retrieve every Lord Jesus Christ word that has been given unto us. We retrieve prosperity. Hallelujah. Prosperity now come. We retrieve it in the name of Jesus the blessed. Moshande Chitala Mubrasta, in Jesus' matchless, mighty, magnificent name. Hallelujah. And it is so. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, I want us to do this because I want us to, amen, stop being spiritual leeches. Let's keep our man of God on the wings of prayer. Hallelujah. Let's not become so, amen, bless God, dependent. So dependent upon him to where we sit and overwork him, hallelujah, and then look at it as if it's a strange thing, hallelujah. Remember this, he's God's man. He's the man of God. Remember that word, man of God. He's the man that God works in and through, hallelujah, that he tabernacles his body. But, amen, he has a body, and his body gets weary, it gets tired, hallelujah. He don't confess it and claim it. But I'm telling you, let's keep him on the wings of prayer because the enemy knows, hallelujah, bless God, if you hit, hallelujah, the leader, if you hit the shepherd, then bless God, the sheep will scatter. So this is our last prayer. Lift your hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, today we pray for Prophet Brian Kahn. We lift him up before you and we become a shield of offense to the enemy. We become a shield against every opposing force, and we nullify every attack spiritually, financially, psychologically, hallelujah, physically, emotionally, and relationally in the name of Jesus. Let's pray right there. Father, in Jesus' name, we lift up our prophet. We lift up our man of God. And God, give us to never be so selfish, self-centered, and so, Lord, stuck on, Lord Jesus, him that we forget that he also needs to be held on the wings of prayer, even the more, in the name of Jesus. And it is so. Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Pastor Butler. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord for the fervent, the effectual prayer of the righteous. It is need and they avail it much. That's what God promises. Let's command change. Let's decree change. Mashalama solomo kitele rebanda la bakasaya. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I command change. I decree change in every area of my life. Now, lift your voice and decree change. Father, we decree change in every area. We declare that change is our portion and change is our friend. We thank you that the only thing constant in life is change, and change is not change until we change. So we declare change in every area of our life. Father, we know that your word declares that everything has a season. And in the name of Jesus, every situation in my life that is prolonged and elongated, every situation in my life that is stuck, I command change. I command change in the life of my mother. I command change in the life of my son, in the life of my daughter, in the life of my family. I decree change. Mashada, mashada mosi. Lelele me an kalamanta lamosi. Mikadiri biki kandala ba okobo oshkanai. Le kalaman ya talamosi. We command change. We decree change. We thank God for change. Hey, Musha, Mushele. Le bandili biki kuda lalabasha. Shantana, lulumuku solomuku tele meye. Command it. Decree it. Command shelebe. Command change. Father, we command change in our finances. We command change in our bodies. We command change in our attitudes and our emotions. We command change in the life of every person who is connected to us. Father, in Jesus' name, not one person connected to us will remain the same where they are. But we command change. We decree change. Father, I decree change in government. I decree change. Hobasha. Handele me. Yeni osikala. Lekolobo shutulama. Lamini osa. Yebe shibandiri osia. We command change. God in Charlotte. We command change in the UN. We command change in every country on the globe. Father, we command change. We decree change. Father, may there be changes where you get glorified. May there be changes where your name is exalted and you are honored. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the Eboshai, and we declare that it is so. In Jesus' name, God bless you. God is faithful, and God is worthy to be praised. I want to honor God again for Pastor Butler holding down the fort. God is faithful. He's awesome. He's mighty. He don't tell no lies. If he makes you a promise, he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. I'm excited to be preaching in Walterboro, South Carolina. Hallelujah. Walterboro, South Carolina, tonight. Believe in God. Believe in God for miracles, breakthrough, and change, for turnaround in every area of our life. KCC, you that are on here, but anywhere near that area, you know, it's actually the in-between point between Jacksonville and Charlotte. 2 hours and 40 minutes from Jacksonville, and I think it's about 2 hours and 45 minutes from Charlotte. It's the in-between point. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're believing God for miracles. You are blessed. You're anointed. You're favored. I look forward to praying with you this evening. Get ready for the miraculous. More grace. Bye-bye.